Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us here at Big Pitch Radio. This is Marla Tabaka, and I'm here with Kevin Harrington today, and Jason Gary is off doing other things today, but he'll be back with us either later in this show or certainly for tomorrow's show. So, again, thanks for joining us. Hey, Kevin Harrington, it feels like we've been two ships passing in the night lately. What have you been up to?
Hey, Marla, I've been running around just doing my thing, doing what I do. I was on the West Coast. I'm an East Coast. I'm back in Florida for today, heading to New York tomorrow, Atlanta, Washington, D.C. Doing a really cool event in New York this weekend. It's called the National Publicity Summit. We've got 100 of the top media outlets coming into an event, the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. So, you know, the Today Show, Good Morning America, The View, all the big media companies, all the producers, they're looking for stories and great ideas. So this is really a cool kind of a thing. So we're going to have hundreds of entrepreneurs presenting their products to all these producers. Can you imagine that? It's, you know, it's a chance for an entrepreneur to get their product in front of all these producers in one venue. So that's Friday and Saturday this weekend in New York City. Then I go to the Business Legacy event in Washington, D.C., Elite Business Star Legacy International, and in Arlington, Virginia on Sunday. And then Sunday night, I've got a big event with the Patel Brothers chain in Atlanta. And that is, they own 55 stores across the United States, and they're very, really cool stores. So it's a big event, caters to any of the Indian population in America, but, you know, many people from all walks of life visit the Patel Brothers stores. I don't know if you've seen them or not, but
no.
There's kind of one in every city. There's one here in Tampa. There's one in Orlando, one in Atlanta, New York, and, you know, across the country, 55 of them. They bring in a lot of imported products right in straight from India, like ginger roots and all kinds of fresh vegetables and rice and things like that. So anyway, that's, once we leave today, I'm off to the races. Travel, busy, but I got to get my winter clothes on. I hear it's cold up north.
Oh, it is. We've had like blizzards, you know. It's not cold enough for it to stick for very long, but it's been odd. Sunday was the strangest day. We went from beautiful, clear, sunny skies to literal blizzards, like ice storm and snowstorm within 10 minutes of each other, and it just kept going back and forth and back and forth. It was really strange. So bring some lightweight clothes and bring your winter jacket.
All right.
That PR event sounds like an absolute blast. And, you know, one thing we know about so many inventors is there was a need that encouraged them to create their product. And so a lot of them have such incredible stories to tell. So I think you're going to come up with some fantastic stories out of that.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, we know that that these outlets, you know, the funny thing is, when you have your own product, you think, how could I get on the Today Show, for example, right? And you think it's such a very difficult process. And by the way, it's not easy, but the people that produce the Today Show and the producers, the associate producers, they are striving and every day scouring the world looking for the hottest, newest ideas. They're trying to get one up on CBS Morning News and Good Morning America. So, right. You know, so their job is to find the hottest products and stories in America, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, it all kind of eventually fits. And when you put everybody in the same room, you know, whether you got a book or your product or an invention or a story or a business or whatever, that, you know, this is, you know, kind of where the rubber meets the road. So it's going to be a really cool event. I'm looking forward to hanging out with everybody all weekend long. So
yeah, that would be fun. Well, let's get to our pitch. We have a fun pitch on today. And if you treat your body to massage or chiropractic treatments, you'll definitely want to stay tuned to hear that. We have Cindy Nguyen with us, and she is the inventor of Spa Pockets. Cindy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marla and Kevin.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm in the beautiful state of Virginia. The sun is shining, but it's really chilly here today.
Same here. Well, we don't have the sun today. So are you ready to tell us what you're here for?
Absolutely.
You go.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me on. My name is Cindy Nguyen, and the name of my company is Spa Pocket. I'm the creator of the product, and I handle all aspects of the business, including the manufacturing, the distribution, sales, and marketing. So Spa Pocket is a new health and wellness personal care product that was designed for the following target market: people who love to get a professional massage, but they hate to put their face into the face cradle of a massage table or chair. I know, Marla, you and I have talked about that, and we both feel the same way. So Spa Pocket is the solution to this problem. It's a personal and luxurious slip cover with a unique hanging pocket that fits over the table or chair's face cradle. So customers, massage customers or clients, buy Spa Pocket. They take it with them when they go to get a massage. Before their massage, they simply slip Spa Pocket over the face cradle of the table, and now they have a personal and luxurious place to rest their face during their massage that no one has ever had their face on before. The hanging pocket portion of the product serves as several functions. It's really cool. For example, the pocket provides an extra protective barrier between your mouth and your chin area with any exposed hardware from the table where germs could linger from previous customers. The pocket's also a great place to keep personal items close by during your session, such as I like to keep tissue, eyeglasses, cell phone, aromatherapy. I like to put my earbuds in there and listen to my favorite music during my massage session. And when you're not getting a massage, Spa Pocket doubles as a fresh and cozy slip cover for your U-neck travel pillow that so many of us have. So my vision for this product is that every single person who enjoys a professional massage, even if it's only occasionally, that they own at least one Spa Pocket to carry with them each time they get a massage. I currently sell Spa Pocket direct to the consumer on my website, spapocket.com, and I also have a distributor in the spa and massage industry who I sell to wholesale. And this is where the majority of my sales have come from. I bootstrapped the entire business myself. I have no partners, and I have taken on no investors. But at this point, I feel like I need a strategic partner. My current struggle is with the education and awareness of this product. Since it's both a new product and a new product category, meaning that massage clients simply aren't aware of the product, they're not out there looking for it or searching for it online. But when they see it and they understand the benefits of it and the luxuriousness of it, they get it and they want to buy it. So today I'm
Go ahead, Cindy. Go ahead.
Today I'm hoping for your expert advice, Kevin and Marla, on what's the best way for me to market this product. Should I be laser focused on the spa and massage industry or on the retail business? And what's the best way for me to find the right strategic partner? Thank you for
okay,
having
so we're gonna,
me on.
Okay, so we're going to try that. To dive into some of that, Cindy. Thank you very much for your pitch. It's funny, when I saw the spot pocket, I said, wow, now I can have a cell phone right by my face, so maybe I can do emails while I'm getting a massage. So
I'm
teasing. Actually, that's the one thing, the reason I need my massage is because I'm doing too many emails. So, I think I like where you're going with this, and I think we're gonna be talking about a couple different angles and places to go. But I think the first question I have, in terms of the functionality, so it's for whenever you get a massage. Obviously, you bring this with you if you have a masseuse coming to your home, if you mm-hmm. are going to a massage place, if you're in an airport. I mean, every airport you go into, how about that, right? So but also it's a travel pillow. Any other functions for it? Because I want to, you know, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but before we get to break, I just want to understand the functionalities. How many different functionalities does it have
for massage, also for travel? It also can be used, like I said, on your UNEC travel pillow as a cozy slip cover. And then the other function that I found in my research that a lot of people hate to put their head back on the seat of a airplane, bus, or train. They hate to rest their head back on the back of the seat, and so it can be used, the pocket can be used to slip over the top of the seat and have a fresh place to rest your head while you travel.
Okay, and you're in business now? You're selling a few of these?
I am in business on spapocket.com, and I have a distributor in the spa and massage industry.
Okay. Okay, great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio with my co-host Marla Tabaka. I'm Kevin Harrington, and we'll be right back to talk more about the Spa Pocket.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the sun, I'll be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down.
You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And here we are at Big Pitch Radio. Please make sure to follow us on social media. At Twitter, it's at Big Pitch Radio, and the Big Pitch Radio Show on Facebook. And we're here with Cindy Nguyen talking about Spa Pocket. And Cindy, going into break, you had some great questions, and I know that Kevin has some great answers for you.
Awesome.
Cindy, I'm just trying to get an idea of what distribution channels you're currently selling into. So I think you're looking for some help to, you know, kind of open up some channels possibly. Let's talk about where you are so we can see what we need to do to take this to the next step.
Okay, great. So currently I started selling this product online. I created my own website, spapocket.com, to sell direct to consumer. But I'm not an expert in SEO. I learned what I could. I did what I could. Have found that people are not searching for Spa Pocket because it is a new product and a new product category, and they're not aware of it. I do have a Facebook page. I'm promoting it on Facebook and on Pinterest. I'm on all over Pinterest, and that's driven my sales on my website. I also have a distributor in the spa and massage industry, and that's where the majority of my sales have came from. But they sell directly to the industry, so they're selling to massage therapists who want to use it on their tables, when they have special clients, or maybe to give it as a gift to their clients to use. And my target market is people who get massage but hate to put their face into the face cradle. And I just have not found the right avenue to reach those people.
So, you know, I go to the massage places in the airport. I think they generally peel off some kind of a piece of I don't know, what is it, paper, or what is that that they peel off and put on the cradle before you get a massage?
Well, a lot of the express massage places, like in airports and malls, they'll give you a paper towel or a tissue or just a little piece of paper. And, Kevin, that's just simply not enough. I mean, you're putting your entire face into that face cradle where hundreds of other people have been. And it's a medical fact that 90% of all the germs that enter our body enter it through our eyes, nose, and mouth. And, you know, Spa Pocket provides you with, you know, a fresh, clean, and personal place to put your face during your massage.
Gotcha. So now, when you talk about you're on Facebook, right, do you mean that you just have a Facebook page, and if somebody runs into your site, you're on Facebook, or are you actually placing ads and spending money on Facebook?
Both. I do have a Facebook page where I post and I follow other spas and other people within the same industry or that I think would have an interest in this product. And I have done some Facebook advertising. But I really, I haven't spent a lot of money doing that because I wasn't sure I knew exactly what I was doing, and every day I was spending a couple hundred dollars, and it wasn't driving sales, and so I just felt like I needed to wait to do that until I could figure it out.
Now, Cindy, you have the attention of one of the major spa product distributors, and that's new for you. Is that correct?
Yes. I attended a conference for the massage industry, and the number one distributor in the industry fell in love with my product, absolutely just went crazy over it and said, we want this product. There's never anything new in this industry. This is a new and exciting, fun, innovative product. And
did they place an order?
They did. They placed an order for 10,000 units, yes.
Beautiful. So, Kevin, do you think that's the solid direction for her, or should she simultaneously be trying to get it into the hands directly into the hands of the consumer?
Well, I always believe you have to explore every possible channel immediately as fast and furious as you can. I mean, first thing, yes, I think you need to go after wholesale distribution. You need to go after direct-to-the-consumer distribution. You have to raise the profile by going after these, you know, like I talked earlier in the show, publicity kind of opportunities. You know, just this morning I'm watching the Today Show, and the gentleman that does these field reports on, and today it was about people getting ripped off on their coins at these coin accounting machines. I don't know if anyone saw that segment. Okay. But, you know, he likes to always talk about some problem that's out there in America, right? And today it was that, you know, you put $300 worth of coins into this machine and it's telling you there's only $260. It's shorting you by $40. This is America's getting ripped off. Well, think about this. If you had a story about how dirty some of these massage cradles are, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's got to be some pretty amazing statistics that you could come up with. So here's a story for the press, right? And you've got the solution. So you've got to be able to couch your product as a problem solver. So that's one thing. Let's get it out. Let's get the press talking about what you do. Then we start exploring all the individual verticals that you have. And I think, I'd love to see how you did the Facebook ads, because the beauty of Facebook is you can really target in. I mean, you should be able to target people that love to get massages on Facebook. Were you able to do that, Cindy?
I was. And you know, I love the direction that you're pointing me into. And quite frankly, Kevin, in the very beginning of this product, which is a little bit over a year ago, that was the direction I was going into, talking about the problems with putting your face in that face cradle and how this product is the solution. And I was very quickly contacted by a couple of pretty major people in the spa industry who said, look, you know, we think you have a great product, but if you're going to put the fear of God in people for putting their face in a face cradle or getting a massage, you know, we're not going to want to partner with you on this product and sell it, because what you're doing is you're creating a fear in our customers that, you know, they're not currently thinking about. And, we don't want to be a part of that, so we won't be selling your product. So that, you know, was a big red flag for me of maybe I should rethink how I market the product, because when I promoted in that way, I actually thought about contacting 20/20 or 60 Minutes on, you know, the germs that you're exposed to when you put your face into a face cradle. But, you know, I thought that maybe
you sort of catch 22 there, because as you talk a problem, you're trying to sell your product.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know the best way to go, really, but I think you definitely need to take the best shot you've got at getting publicity. So, I mean, you can also go after entrepreneurial publicity, because entrepreneurial publicity, you're an entrepreneur, you've developed this product, you had to, I don't know if there was any engineering involved, but, you know, you had to physically find a manufacturer, you've cost of goods, you've got, you know, there's a whole angle there that's very powerful, that the entrepreneurs and the Inc. magazines of the world, you know, that everyone likes to hear about the entrepreneurial story and the process you've taken to get to this point. So how many pieces are you currently selling a month? And we're running short of time here, so I got to give me a quick answer if you could before we go to break.
Just a couple, less than 200 a month.
Okay, great. Well, listen, we're going to be back. This is Kevin Harrington with Big Pitch Radio. My co-host and I, Marla Tabaka, will be right back. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. We are here with Cindy Nguyen of Spa Pocket. And Cindy, you know, you were kind enough to send us some samples of your product, and I just want to do a little kudos to you here, because I'm definitely one of those people, especially when I go to the chiropractor, because I know a lot of sick people are there. Definitely one of those people that looks at that face cradle and says, "Oh, okay, I got to do this," you know, and absolutely. Or the chiropractor will spray some toxic chemical like. Well, I won't mention a brand name, but, you know, one of those germ killer chemicals that they spray on there. And I don't want to put my face in that, too. So thank you so much for these. I will be using them. And, Kevin, I know that we have just a couple minutes left here with Cindy, but I know that one of her questions was, is she too early for investors, or what's the best way for her to go about finding the right strategic partner? You know, we don't know what we don't know, and that's the situation Cindy's in right now.
So regarding the investors, what I would say is if we could look at a business plan that was put together, a business plan is always good with an executive summary. You know, do you have any kind of advisory board involved with your company, Cindy?
I do not.
That would also be helpful. Yes?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just me. I'm doing myself.
So I would say this, if you were coming on Shark Tank and I was looking at your opportunity, I would say, okay, Cindy's got, she's an inventor, she's an entrepreneur, she's got a great business here. Has she surrounded herself with any experts? You probably would be good, well served if you found like a digital marketing expert that could come on your team, because I think that you could go on Facebook, you've already mentioned Pinterest is doing well for you. That's a great sign. See, so I think what you have to do before investors are going to write the big checks here, you need to show some channels of distribution that are paying out. And now, if you said to me, hey, look, I'm spending $2,000 a week on Facebook and it's working, but I need $10,000 a week so I can build my business, I'd be interested in investing in that, okay? Because you've uncovered this hidden gem of a new product category, and it's working. But when you say I've done Facebook and it's not really doing much for me, then that's hard for me to say, oh, let me write a check now, right? So I think what you need is some form of distribution that is bankable, so to speak. So, you know, I've got Pinterest working. I've got Facebook working. I've got a couple of these different channels of distribution that are now working. So now I just need some extra capital to help me expand this distribution. So, so you know, I think getting digital is very powerful. Getting some wholesale distributors can be very powerful. And I think that, you know, ultimately you've got a great product. You're in a category that more and more people, I mean, look at all of these massage chains that have been expanding like crazy over the last number of years. You know, I belong to a massage of the month club myself, a massage envy or one of those kind of places. You know, I think you're in the right industry. You've got a good product. You just got to get some proven distribution so that you can become a bankable entity from an investor.
Exactly. And I agree with you. Thank you for that advice. And my question is, how do I do that? You know, Facebook ads did work for me. They drove traffic, but the sales, it wasn't converting over to sales. And I just was
that's your website. Yeah, your website does need a little work, Cindy. Definitely,
yes.
Professional images, make it easier to buy. You have to, if you're going to drive traffic to your website, you'll have to really clean it up and get a professional page up there.
Yeah, in order to save cost and expense, I created that website myself to get me out there, and it has done well for me at this point, but you're right, it needs to be brought up a notch, which is another reason why I really am in need of a strategic partner. It's like Kevin said, these massage chains, membership clubs that have popped up, they are growing and expanding like crazy. This entire industry is expanding. It used to be massage was thought of as something just for the rich and the famous, but nowadays people understand the health and wellness benefits of it, and these massage membership clubs are growing like mad. So the timing is perfect for this product. I just need someone to help me to market it and to get it up to the next level. Like I said, I've been in business for 16 months, and I've sold about $160,000 worth of product. But I need a partner to help me to take it to the next level, to take it where we need to go. Because
All right. I think Kevin has one more comment for you.
Yeah, I think, Cindy, I think this is a very good example of why you need a digital kind of an expert as part of your team. Because, you know, when you send people, so you bought these ads, you got great interest, they came to your website. Having a website that is really functional is very important. With the right kind of images, with the right kind of systems, you know, retargeting systems in place so that people that come in get retargeted back if they didn't purchase the first time, et cetera, et cetera. You can take your website and build it from a 1% conversion to a 5% conversion just by tightening up some of your systems with some digital experience. So it's very tough for me as an entrepreneur to watch somebody go out, spend money on a Facebook, get all this traffic, and then send them to a place that isn't really ready to convert. So you really need to spend a little bit of time with somebody that's got some digital experience. And if they tighten that up, if you start converting those Facebook ads, I think you'll see your whole business opportunity here change around. So that is really the first and foremost thing you need to do is tighten up and really put a quality looking site together.
Kevin, do you have any suggestions for Cindy in terms of how to find the right person? It's difficult to know if you can trust an agency or not.
Well, she lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would do, you know, go to the local chambers of commerce, go to the entrepreneur organizations there, go to, you know, you can even start Googling around, but a lot of times you don't get the best things off of Google. But, you know, I'd look for some kind of word of mouth or some kind of referral from somebody. So usually if you had an organization locally, if you could go to meet some of these people. Do you belong to any entrepreneurial clubs or chambers or any groups or meetup groups or anything like that in Charlottesville, Virginia?
No, I don't. But I know that that's something I should take the time to do. I'm doing this whole business all by myself, and I work 24/7 on it. It's my full-time job, and I just have not taken the time to do that. But that's very good advice.
Yeah, I mean, so that is really, if you went to a couple of these meetup groups, a couple of these places, you're going to run into the number of digital marketing gurus out there and self-proclaimed in many cases. Okay, so watch out because many people will tell you how great they are. But, you know, there's so many of these experts out there. All you need to do is just say, well, give me a couple, references and let me check them out. And hey, I don't have this huge budget. You need somebody that'll work with a startup entrepreneur. And I guarantee you, if you could find somebody even to work with you on a percentage of your success. In other words, I bet you could find somebody that would do it for no fee and just a percentage of the success that they can create for you, because you've spent all the time and money getting this niche product to the marketplace. Now you got to go find these niche advertising distribution outlets that are going to work for you.
Exactly. That's very good advice. You know, Now, I also want to let you know that I have patents on this product. I have a USA utility patent on this product. I have a USA design patent, and I also have patent protection in both China and Europe, because massage industry is not just booming in the United States, but it's booming in Europe also. So that's a huge market potential for us online. But I think you make some really good points. The digital marketing expert is what I need to invest money in. I'm just at the point where I need a strategic partner to help me to get there. I bootstrapped this entire project, and I'm at my wit's ends with, you know, money to take out of my savings account to put into this business. So that's what I'm looking for. And it's scary because there's so many people out there that proclaim to be a guru that can take your website and make it professional and make it, you know, take all these professional shots of your product and do
it.
And
Cindy, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have to go we're going into a break, but, you know, ask other clients of, you know, if you're choosing an agency, ask for references from past clients, go on to their list and see who they've worked with and give them a call. This is the Big Pitch Radio Show. We're going to be up with Amy Tepper next.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year.
You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, that was certainly a lot of fun talking with Cindy Nguyen, and now we're here with Amy Tepper from Amy Tepper Law, and we have some good questions for you that came in. Amy, how are you today?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Great, great.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
Good, Kevin. Hi. How are you doing?
Is it cold in Chicago?
It is miserable.
Yeah.
Marla, I know you know what I'm talking about. It is just terrible.
Yeah, all these poor little tulips and things that are coming up. Aww. But it doesn't kill the weeds. Oh my goodness. So, all right, we're here in our last segment already. So we're going to fly here. We've got a question from somebody who says their company just faced its first lawsuit and wants to know what advice you would give to them because they're just feeling incredibly overwhelmed by it all.
You know, that's such a scary situation, regardless of whether or not it's the first time that it's happened to you or the 10th time it's happened to you. I mean, really, in any industry, any size business, you're going to get rattled by your first lawsuit. And so I kind of have a couple tips that I want to tell people. Number one, act fast. Okay, the first thing that you do after you find out you're being sued is do not let the paperwork sit around. Don't bury your head in the sand, or worse yet, completely ignore it. So it's scary, but you're a business owner. You got to dive in, and if you take the steps necessary right away to do what you have to do with that piece of litigation, it puts you out ahead. Number two, research everything and hold on to all documents related to the lawsuit. So don't delete things. Don't wipe out a computer. Keep all the files because you're going to essentially want to start making a chronology of all the things that the piece of litigation was involved with. And then understand your options and hire an attorney. Litigation is expensive, as we all know. It's not the only way. There's mediation. There is arbitration. And quite frankly, I've had a lot more success with mediation and negotiations where everyone can walk away feeling like they got a little bit of something from the conflict and resolved without sort of running it through the legal system. I like to say if by the time you got to a courtroom, the only people that are really winning there are the attorneys and their fees, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, you like to talk about attorney's fees, huh, Amy? Oh, my God. Hey.
I'll tell you too. Once you get to litigation, it's almost a conflict of interest because the longer the litigation goes on, the better it is for the attorney, not for the client.
I'm here in St. Pete, Florida, Clearwater, Florida, where they had this whole Hulk Hogan attorney's thing against Gawker and all. I mean, I can't even imagine what the attorney's fees, this is like a 10-day trial, and he gets $140 million award, and it's just unbelievable to think about all of that. But, it's crazy, But let's forget about that wrestling stuff. I want to get back to entrepreneurial questions. We had a question from one of our listeners. They're hiring a bunch of new employees, and this employer is asking, how do I protect myself and my business from any illegal action that an employee might commit while working for me?
Yeah, so this is a good question. And number one, the issue here is background checks. If the background check comes out clear, number two, if they start working for you and then commit a crime, then what do you do? So getting to the first piece, background checks on all of your employees is a good idea, really regardless of the industry or regardless of the position, specifically if they're obviously working in sensitive situations, if they're working with money, if they're working with children. But really, I would say 99% of the folks that I deal with do background checks. Again, check your local state to make sure exactly when it is you can do the background checks. But make sure you're bringing on people that are good people with good records, and make those decisions, hiring decisions initially. Now, if something happens while the employee is employed by you, and the owner becomes aware of some sort of criminal activity and doesn't take any other steps to protect other employees, then be careful, business owners, because then you could be on the hook for negligent or criminal negligence, depending on the situation, when you should have done something but you failed to act. Mm-hmm. So, it's
so much to think about. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not just on your employee. It could be on you if you know something and don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, we've got a question that came in via Facebook, actually, and this person says, like most business owners, I'm feeling very spread thin and can't manage anything and everything, and I think this person needs a coach rather than an attorney right now. They want to know how they can protect themselves more efficiently from fraud and theft and non-compliance issues.
It's so hard. I was listening to the last guest, and I think as a person starting out, and I really understand the situation, you number one, you want to be able to say that you can do it all yourself. Number two, if you feel like you can't do it by yourself, you want to be able to hire someone that can, but you don't really want to spend the money. So I can't stress the importance enough of outsourcing a little bit for the things that you yourself cannot do extraordinarily. If this is not your specialty, if you're not excellent at it, find someone to help you do it. So that means your business coach, that means an attorney, that means a digital marketing person, social media. I mean, I myself just hired a social media person. Best decision I've made in a while. That has been taken off my plate. She does a way better job than I do, and she's immediately getting results. So, protect yourself by putting some systems in place internally, but also find trusted partners that you can turn to take some of that off your plate. It doesn't have to be everything, but just a piece of it.
Yeah, it most certainly. That's why I was kind of giggling at the top of that question, that this person is assuming most business owners feel spread thin and overwhelmed, and it doesn't have to be that way all of the time consistently. You're going to certainly have the peaks and valleys, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Amy, we do have more questions, but we don't have more time. So everyone listening, I apologize we couldn't get to all of your questions, so we will definitely address them on the next show, so stay tuned for that. And Amy, thanks for being here with us today.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Hey, thanks, Amy. Good luck on the social media.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, for real. Really good move there. So you've been listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, and we enjoy speaking at you. I hope you enjoy hearing us, and that you'll be back again tomorrow. For Kevin Harrington, this is Marla Tabaka, and we'll see you soon.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,